I think they are, you know, there's no one solution fitting it all, or the Brussels jargon had it, no one silver bullet, I think. I would say there's a cluster of solutions, right? So on one hand, I would suggest the financial and fiscal stimulus play a huge role here. For instance, what I see in terms of inconsistencies, and I'll be frank on this one, we in energy have to be visionaries and to see how these policies can bring the best of the results. I do not understand why we still have 8% VAT on gas, and we do have, however, 20% VAT for PVs, storage, and EVs. So now that the prices for gas are getting down, you know, we took the courage to suggest a reverse of policies, and I hope that the sustainable taxonomy will also come in candidate countries to the EU, so that will have a direct impact in terms of green finance. So that's one element, because we need, as I was referring, I think what regular people look at and what they would like to see as well from the government is that quite often technology is 10 steps quicker than the actions that we take. And that's for different reasons, also because clearly, I mean, the private sector is dynamic, profit-driven, and it's innovative, is the one driven towards innovations. And this is the case as well on EVs, what we see. For instance, we still do not have yet a fully-fledged strategy on decarbonization of transport. Yes, that's in a way enshrined in a few sectorial policies, pieces of law, but yet nothing all clustered all together. And we need to do that and keep pace with what's going out in the market. But not just to keep pace, to enable, that's the whole idea, is how do we create that right environment to enable these green technologies, to let them thrive and to make them accessible to people. So then I'm coming to the second point. So if the first one is fiscal, the second one is financial one. And here I realized as well it's of utmost importance to have the solid continuous dialogue with the commercial banks to understand that they need to supply, to provide this well fit for purpose financial instruments that are you know, accessible for people. When I have requests, you know, I want to install a biogas and I know how to do that. I'm a good engineer. I know a friend has a farm, but I just miss on the right financial you know, package to get that loan, which would allow me to do that. And then my third element, I would still go on a, say, macro financial level. For a country, and again, in Eastern Europe, we are affected more of the war in Ukraine than clearly in the Western Europe. The proximity has it all, both in terms of the supply chain, inflation, and so many other factors. And Moldova is the second one most affected, clearly, after Ukraine. And what does this do to us is that it's more difficult for us to decarbonize the economy. It's more difficult to get to those climate-friendly financial packages in general. Say, even when you get a loan, because your risks are just so high. On top of, I'm not even speaking about green technology. I'm speaking about your capacity as a state to access the right financial instruments, which would allow you to pursue, allow us to pursue that decarbonization pathway, which is full of opportunities, and that's how it should be. So basically, the poorer you are, the more difficult it is to even, the higher the risks you have to get to those financial instruments. Voilà. Thank you.